Blog Talk Radio.
They're here for the American dream, but they've given us the American nightmare. Our beloved son, Jamil Shah II, was brutally murdered by an illegal alien gangbanger. Our government wants to protect the illegals, but who's going to protect the Americans and the legal immigrants? We are, with Jamil's Law. Log on to jamielslaw.com, JAMIELS Law.com. Together, yes, we can deport illegal alien gangs out of the USA.
In memory of our son, Jamil Shah II, and all the innocent victims murdered because of the illegal alien invasion, and in memory of Terry Anderson, we plan on being here every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time because their work is not in vain. Welcome to Jamil Law on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Anita Shah.
And my name is Jamil Shah. Thank you for being with us again Sunday night. A hot Sunday night. I know everybody should be hot and sweaty right about now. Not only because of the heat, but because of what the hell is going on. Hey, President, you see, I say you're because I didn't vote for him. Yep, I'm a black man, didn't vote for President Obama. Some people don't need it. Some people find that strange, especially black people. Black people, when they always ask me, did you vote for Obama? Because the way I talk, they figure I don't like him. They say, did you vote for Obama? I was like, no. Oh, man, something's wrong. Well, something's wrong with me because I didn't vote for Obama. But now a lot of those people who voted for Obama, they're human. You know, they can act like they're robots and they don't have no feelings and they don't understand what's going on and all that stuff. But they do. They're pissed off like everybody else. They can't believe what Obama's doing is anti-American. That's what it is. When people try to give the country away, they're called anti-American. Obama's anti-American. The only way you can look at it. What other reason would he, why would he do what he's doing? Obama believes, I can tell now, Obama believes that the white man stole the United States from the Mexicans, or California, from the Mexicans, and he wants to give it back, because that's what he's doing. He wants to give it back to the Latino people, because he believes that it was stolen, even though he understands that there's a lot of black people who benefited from being in the United States, and he stole that too, because everything black people stood for, everything that black people fought for, and everything, they were slaves and all that, and they fixed it and started prospering. Everything started moving on up for black people. We started, you know, everything started going pretty good. It wasn't perfect, but it was better. But he stopped all that. He hasn't once gave a speech and to tell the black people or the American people why he decided to give away the country, why he doesn't like America. And he knows there's people who know that that say he don't like America, but he doesn't. Or that, why isn't he defending it? You know, he got the President of the United States has been called like he's trying to overthrow America, or the socialists, and everything else you can think of. Not one time has he decided that he wasn't, that wasn't him. I can't even think of the word I'm trying to use. But he never once said that. He never once said, oh, me, I love America. Look what I'm doing for America. I love this country. Look what it's gave me. He doesn't even talk like that. He talks like, America ain't nothing. And, you know, but everything he got from being American. But that's how they are. They're two-faced backstabbers, yellow-belly, Benedict Arnold kind of people, you know. They smile in your face. You think everything is okay, because you would think Obama would love America. Black man, from the way we used to talk about a black man being in charge of the United States, no one ever thought it would happen. Nobody did, including him. So when he got it, what did he do? He immediately put on some puppet strings and said, okay, you guys tell me what to do, because I ain't have a clue. I didn't think I was even going to win. He didn't prepare for that. After a while, he knew that he had a chance that he was going to win, but he didn't prepare and say, okay, when I be president, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to, you know, no. He decided that I'm going to stick it to the white man. I'm going to pay him back for all that injustice. That's how he's acting, like a Black Panther or like somebody who's bent on getting payback, like me. You know, he acted like his son was killed by a legal alien. And, no, Obama acted like his son was killed by an American, and he's an illegal alien because he wants payback from America. He's like one of those people who light fires and then come out to the crime scene and just be watching that stuff, just foaming at the mouth, getting off. That's what Obama does. He destroys the country, then he runs home, him and Michelle, and they sit in front of the TV, and then he watches it. And then he could say, ooh, that's me. That's what Espinoza, the guy that murdered my son, that's what he did. Once they started advertising on the radio, I mean on the TV, what happened? He was running from house to house telling people, turn on the news. And then I heard he was saying stuff like, that's me, like I did that. He was all proud, showing everybody, yeah, look what I did, that's me. Because he got a lot of attention. That's how Obama is. He's sitting in the house in his underwear. Michelle, like, calm down, Barack, calm down. Because he's like, he's all happy. Look what I did. Because it's a good thing. Because what else could it be? If he was watching what we were watching and he didn't like it, he'd be like, man, I got to fix this. This is not what the people think I'm, this is not what I want people to feel about me. He doesn't act like that. He feels like, yeah, that's me. I did that. Yeah, uh-huh. Now what, white man? That's how they talk. At the same time, pretty much everybody, Barack Obama, know white. Pretty much everybody, Al Sharpton, know white. Jesse Jackson, everybody he know, damn near, everybody he know, white. Martin Luther King, everybody was white. He going on and on and on. They talk that stuff. That's just to hold down the people. See, that's why Al Sharpton and Maxine Waters and all the black politicians, they always tell you, it's the white man. Even though they know there's some good white men that help liberal people. But they don't teach the people, black people, about that. They want you to think, just don't like no white men. They don't want you to figure out there's just some good ones and there's some bad ones. So they make you think they're all bad, even though they're half the people in their cabinet is white. That's what they do. That's why they do it like that. And then, so then you won't learn nothing. You won't move on nothing. You know, the same way in the conservative thing, conservatives want to reach out to black people to show that, hey, we got your back and we're helping you guys. But they can't because black people don't know the difference between a good white man and a bad white man because they're always taught they're all bad. You hear Farrakhan, the blue-eyed devil. Anybody with blue eyes, they're bad. And they're white, they're bad people. And the Jews are bad people. And you hear all this stuff about the white man is so bad. So then when people realize, hey, is there any good white people that want to help me? And the answer is yes. There's on both sides. There's white people who like blacks, and there's white people who don't. There's black people who like blacks, and there's some who don't. You know, or whites and vice versa. So just remember that. But yeah, I want you to go to Stephen King. Stephen King, of course, everybody heard Stephen King said today. I mean, people who want to know what's going on yesterday was watching stuff that people think he was crazy for watching. I mean, watching C-SPAN. I'm sure there's a lot of people watching C-SPAN a couple of days ago. Okay, people don't usually watch C-SPAN. I know I don't. I never watched C-SPAN until my son was murdered, because you know, I guess I was not uninformed because I always watch the news, but I just didn't think it affected me like all the other people. That's why I'm trying to help people, let them know that it does. Because I thought, you know, I knew they was out there. I remember telling my son one day in the car, I was saying, man, I was hearing about all the legal aliens were taking over, doing stuff on the radio. So, I told him, I said, man, you just got to make sure you get yours. You got to get yours. I said, because they're going to get theirs. You got to get what's entitled to you. You got to get what's there for you. You got to get it. You got to get it. And I thought as long as we got ours, we would be okay. As long as he took care of business, made sure he got his one job or his one degree or whatever space that he needed, he got it. But I realized it doesn't make a difference. It's a whole, like, look at the kid from USC. The other day, the kid from USC is walking home a grad student. That means he's doing good already. Coming home from a study group. You know what was so crazy about what he did? That man actually thought, in his mind, he actually thought he could walk down a damn street in America. That's crazy. Why would he think that? You know what I mean? This is America. Why would you think in the United States of America you could go to a study group and walk back to your room without being beat to death? That man must be a mental patient, right? Because, come on, why would he think that? That's how bizarre it is out here. My son actually thought, in his mind, he actually thought he could walk to the mall, he could go to the mall and walk home without being murdered by an illegal alien on the same street his dad was raised on. And he was, when he came from the hospital, he came to this house. If I ever see my son, I'm going to say, man, what was you thinking? This is America. Why would you think in the United States you could walk down the street? Why would that grad student think that? Why would his parents actually think they could send him to the United States and get a degree without being murdered? That just shows how backwards we are, because we sit there and we look at that and we do nothing about it, even though there's people out there that think they can walk to the store. They think they can go to church. They think they can go to USC, get a degree, try to get another one, go to a study group to study so they can get a good grade on his test, on the way back to his room, gets beat to death by illegal aliens. Baseball bat, wrenches. They said the boy crawled. They fought the blood from where it happened at. They said he crawled all the way to his residence and he died in the hallway or in the lobby. You know, out of all that beating he took, he still was trying to get back to his, you know, what he thought was safe. But he didn't know he should have stayed in China because the USA don't give a damn. USA don't move. Where's the black politicians now? When that lady got beat on the freeway, which was bad, everybody saw that, which was bad. The guy beat her up. We understand that. Now, him, I'm sure in his mind, he had a reason. But he did beat that lady up. And you see all those black politicians come out. Remember I tell you guys, black people, black politicians only move on the white man and the police. If you want black people to really move on something and you had a crime against you, you have to have one of the lucky crimes. That's what we call it. We call it the lucky crime. When you were lucky enough to be killed by the white man or by the police. Other than that, they're not going to give a damn. I haven't seen Earl Farley Hutchinson. He's been running that thing about the lady in high patrol every day. He has a radio show. He's in the neighborhood. That's all he's doing. They got all those race hustlers, all of them out there. Now, it's legitimate what they're saying about the lady. They're going too far with it, but it's legit. I mean, you know, the guy shouldn't have beat her up like that, so we understand that part. But now you got a grad student at USC. All he was doing was walking from a study group to his room. Beat to death by five Mexicans, and some of them been confirmed illegally in the country. Then they went and robbed, went to the beach, and beat and hurt people out there, and that's how they got caught. I haven't seen that one black politician say, that's a damn shame what happened to that boy. Because first, you know what they asked when they went to, hey, Al, hey, what's going on, baby? You know, Al trying to be all cool. Hey, did you hear about the kid that beat to death in L.A.? The Chinese student, you know, beat him with a wrench baseball bat, illegal aliens. Al was like, oh, man. Before they asked him about illegal aliens, Al asked him, was the perpetrator white or police? He was like, no, it was Mexican gangbangers. He was like, oh, well, I can do nothing about that. Let me know when the police get involved. Because you see how he's pushing real hard on the guy that got choked out in New York, I think it was. which was another one, which is legitimate. And I'm not saying what they're doing is not legitimate. The guy was selling cigarettes. The guy just on his back, chokes him to death. And, of course, they found out he was obese. He had asthma. He had some other problems, which wouldn't have happened if the guy wasn't just on his back and started choking him. You know, if he was selling drugs, people think that your life is a trip. How people can decide, is your life worth anything? You know, like the guy who murdered my son, he decided that to him, my son's life wasn't worth a damn. The legal alien Mexicans who killed the guy USC, to them, they decided that his life wasn't worth anything. You know, the police who choked that guy, and then he died. Instead of them saying, you know what, I messed up, I shouldn't have did that, they're trying to make it seem like he did something wrong. He resisted arrest. Okay, just say he resisted arrest. You're supposed to kill him? You can't kill the people. If that's the case, I don't understand why they expect for us to follow all the rules, and you're looking around you, and it's almost like that Rudyard Kipling poem. I mean, I was in the sixth grade, my teacher made us memorize a lot of Rudyard Kipling. He liked Rudyard Kipling. And one of the things was saying that if you can keep your mind when all about you is losing theirs, you know. And that's what's going on. Because sometimes I feel like I'm just looking around and it's just like, what the hell? Everything, you're looking back and forth, your head's going back and forth, you're seeing people doing all this stuff. And I don't understand, why do they think we're supposed to be these good Samaritans, these good people, that we're watching all these people do all this crime, doing all this corruption, and we're supposed to just sit there and just say, oh, well, and just let it happen. They don't understand when you get government out of control the way it is, when you get politicians out of control, you get law enforcement out of control like that, then the people follow suit. Good people will start doing, in their mind, good stuff. Not just hurting people, vigilantism. I mean, you can do a lot of vigilantism without killing. But part of being a vigilante, yeah, that part is in there if you want to take it upon yourself to deal punishment out. Some people need us to take punishment, to take it upon ourselves to deal out punishment. Some people need us to take it upon ourselves to, like, citizens arrest. That's why they have citizens arrest. They want people to take it upon yourself. Don't worry about the police. Don't worry about calling ICE. You have the power of citizens arrest. We have that power. We don't use it. You know why? We don't know how. We're not sure how to use it. I'm sure the average person knows about citizens arrest, but they're really not sure how to implement it. They're not sure, you know, I'm not. I wouldn't tell someone, hey, you know what, you see a legal alien, the citizen's arrest. Then it's like, well, what do I do when I get him in handcuffs? Oh, that's a good question. Well, what do I do so we really don't know what to do, but we have the power. The reason why we don't know is because they don't want us to know. Plus, we don't want to know. I'm not the police. I shouldn't have to go around arresting people. That's why we hired the police. That's their job. But then they say, well, we want to arrest only the ones that we want to arrest. Well, what about the ones I want to arrest? Oh, we don't give a damn about you. Oh, it's like that. Yeah, it's like that. Border Patrol, they want us to do to take it upon us. The other day I saw a guy on the radio on TV, Bill O'Reilly. He made sense. It made sense, but he was saying, we got to do it. We got to start doing everything. But we shouldn't have to. I shouldn't have to make the government secure the border. I shouldn't have to make Obama no more executive orders. Everybody know their job. I always thought that's how you have an efficient company, when everybody knows their job. The supervisor doesn't have to go around making everybody do their job. When you have everybody doing their job because they want to do their job, you have a good company. That's just how it is. If everybody's doing their job that they're trained to do, and they're doing it without somebody supervising them, without somebody following them, make sure they're working. When you get people who just work because they're hired to work and they feel like, since I'm hired to work, I'm going to work, those companies do good. When you get people who figure, only way I'm going to work is when the boss show up. Or you get people, the only way I'm going to stop at that stop sign is they're going to have to be the police over there. See, when you get people like that, that's why you get anarchy. You get problems because people not following the rules. The United States and really Americans, really humans, God really gave us, put us on the honor system. He wanted us to do the right thing because it's the right thing to do. Because he said, do it like that. Ten Commandments say do it like that. The Bible says do it like that. He wants you to do it like that. That's why people say, well, God gave us the free will to do whatever we wanted to. Not everything, because he didn't give us the free will to say, I don't want to die. That's one thing. We don't have the power. You know, he gave other people, including us, the power to take someone's life. But he doesn't give the other person the power to say, you can't take my life. You know. But what I'm trying to say is that, people, we have a lot more power than we think. We don't have to. The reason why they have the Constitution is to keep the government from doing what they're doing. The government has decided that I don't need you, I don't support you, and all that kind of stuff like that, right? That's not what it's for. The president, by definition, cannot change laws. He cannot start laws. All he can do is implement the law. Follow the law. That's your only job. Charlie Beck, chief of police. He can't change the law. He can't pick and choose. His job is to follow the law. He wants to be able to pick and choose the laws. He wants to pick and choose. What if all the LAPD, what if everybody in LAPD said, okay, you know what, this police manual, throw it away. Everybody just police the way you want to police. Would that work? Of course not. They need everybody to be on the same page. It's like a football team. The wide receivers, I'm going to do a down and out, even though the quarterback didn't say do that. The running back said, I'm going to go over here. Everybody going to do what they want to. How good would that team be? It would be no good. There wouldn't even be a team. It would be who would come to see that team play if everyone knows that team doesn't play like a team? They do whatever they want to, when they want to. They don't care when they do it. They don't care the accountability. They don't care who they hurt. That's how it is right now. You got Herb Wesson. He don't give a damn about the community. Yesterday, he gave a movies in the park. You would swear he was using his own money. People were acting like, oh, Herb Wesson gave him free stuff. They're watching Despicable Me. Now, you can watch Despicable Me on TV, on the internet. What is he doing? People coming out to watch Despicable Me in the park? You mean to tell me no one's seen it by now who want to see it? But they're acting like he's our savior. What is he doing? Really, what is he doing? Giving him some free hot dogs and some free sodas. He's giving you some free SHIT. That's what it is. He don't really care about what he's giving you guys. He's giving you that stuff as a bribe. He has to keep everybody in line. Ooh, we want to see the movie. What'd you see? Something good that came out? Did you see America? You know, something that's going to help you? Some history lesson to teach you how the city council is stealing all our money? No. They want Despicable Me in the park and free food. I'm telling you, that's one way to get black people there. Free food, they showing up. But it shouldn't be like that. That's why people say everything is broke, not just the immigration system. Everything is broke when the people won't show up just because it's the right thing. You got to offer them food. Even in this fight, we're in a legal immigration fight, same way. If everybody showed up that should show up, man, please, we would have this licked. But people, they just don't feel like it. You know why? Because people, in their heart, they don't see their self-value. What other reason could it be? People who commit suicide do not see their self-worth anything. They see their self-worth so low that they kill themselves. They don't like themselves so much they kill themselves. Okay? That's how it is in real life. We see ourselves and our community so low that we're killing ourselves by not doing nothing. The politicians, go to City Hall on an average day. Nobody's in there. Most of the time, they're talking to themselves. You go in there, and you can go and sit there and just watch them. they act like you're not even in there. They don't even look up most of the time. They walk around that horseshoe, and sometimes they don't even look up to see what's going on. No one comes in there. No one gives a damn. Not because they don't care. People know they're not going to do what you want. No one wants to be a part of something when you can't be a part of something. You go to City Hall and you say, I need this done, I need that done. They're like, ah, screw you. They won't even listen. They won't even look up to acknowledge you even being there. Turn to City Hall during the week just to look at the people, see who's there. You see the few people there, and they make them all seem like they're crackpots. The ones who are there all the time and always talking, they make you think those are the crackpots. But those are the dedicated people. It ain't many of them. Those are the ones that see their self-value higher than we do because they go every day. They go every day, so they must think they must think what they're doing is important. They must think the value that they're helping, including themselves, is high. We don't go because we figure, they ain't going to do nothing anyway. Screw those people. That's how everybody feels. Screw City Hall and their mothers. No one cares about them. So we let them get away with murder. Herb wasn't the president. He ain't did a damn thing in the city but give people despicable me. But go to thehill.com. Thehill.com, this story says, Representative Steve King, Obama immigration action could lead to impeachment. And he's right. Everybody else is so damn scared. That's like telling the burglar, I am not going to lock my door. I don't give a damn how bad crime is. My door is going to stay open. And I'm going to leave it open because I should be able to leave it open. Okay? Then you'd be surprised when somebody comes in your house and steals your stuff. Because you told everybody. You told them. My door is open. I'm not going to be there. We're on the honor system, but everybody's not honorable. That's why they have burglaries. Your door is locked. Your windows are closed. People go in your house anyway. So what the GOP is doing is making it easy. If I was Obama, I'd be like, well, hell, I'm going to do it anyway. We're not going to impeach. We're not going to talk about impeaching. No future about impeaching. Well, that means I can do whatever I want to then. Yeah, pretty much. We ain't going to do SHIT. You know what they should have asked Boehner? Somebody should have asked him, why? When he was like, we're not going to do this. We're not going to do that. We're not thinking about that. Somebody should have hollered out, why? He'd been like, he don't know. Because there's no reason. Why would you tell the president we're not going to do impeachment? You know why? They're scared. They're so scared of the Democrats that if they tell them, it's like playing poker, they don't want them to know what their hand's in their hand. So they're thinking if we tell them that we might do it, then they're going to rally the troops and they're going to get some things done. So damn what? So what? Take it to them. There's a lot of boxing. You ever watch a boxing match 2 weeks before the fight? That's all you hear about what they're going to do to each other. I'm going to knock this guy out in the first round. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. But no, nothing that they can talk all they want to because it doesn't matter. Because when the fight starts, you got to bring some to get some. My father always told me, you got to bring some ass to kick some ass. So if you tell somebody to kick your ass, that means you're going to bring your ass over there to them, and it's possible you might get your ass kicked trying to kick their ass. But what's so powerful? Are you willing to get your ass kicked to kick some ass? Or are you willing to stop an ass kicking, you know what I mean? So it's like, I come over there and I'd be willing to get my ass kicked to kick your ass. But are you willing in the reverse? No, most people not. Most people not willing to get their ass kicked to kick no ass. They want to kick some ass and come out of it clean. Most people want to kill people who kill, they want to kill somebody and they don't want to kill themselves when they finish. You know they want to watch and see what happens. That's why when you get people that don't give a damn, they're more dangerous. That's how we have to be. We have to make the Obama think that, man, if I do that, I don't know what they might do. I don't want to take a chance. These people crazy. You know, he ain't thinking about Obama. Thinking, man, screw these people. give a damn. What they gonna do? You know, what they gonna do? Really, what they gonna do? Sue me? That's how you talking. Sue me. Why you hating? He playing. He think it's funny. You know why? Because he know they ain't got no teeth. He done heard Boehner pretty much. Boehner's scared of what might happen if he even talk about impeachment. Better known, do it. He can't even talk about it. Stephen King is like, screw you. I'm going to talk about it. What you going to do if I do? What you going to do? And you know what happened? Not a damn thing. What they do? Stephen King says, yes. If he doesn't act right, we might have to. Sure, what you going to do? You know, you might have to. So it's on the table, but they don't want to talk about it because they don't think they have value. The Republican Party think if we talk about that, we're going to lose. Why? Because I don't think we have value. I don't think we can win. Why? Let's keep asking why, and eventually you'll get somebody to shut up and say, You just keep saying why. Why? Eventually you get to the point where you have to ask yourself, that's true. Why? Why isn't Stephen King scared? You know what I mean? Why? Why is Boehner scared? Why is everybody scared to say impeach Obama?
Oh, well, he's black.
So?
Well, the black people might so. Well, they might. So what? This is a football team. You go out there and try to win anyway.
There's a whole lot of teams go out there and they like, man, we got to play the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're number one right now, and we don't have nobody on our team. What do you do? Quit?
Well, we're not going to play because you guys might win.
Yeah, but you might win too if you play, right?
Yeah.
So go out there and kick some ass.
We don't do that. We're too scared. They're going to call me a racist.
So?
And then people say, you know what? You're right. So what? What does it mean? Now, 2014, what does that mean? Somebody call you a racist. That doesn't mean jack. People are still worried about being called a racist. The rich conservatives that are against illegal immigration are scared to give money. That's why we can't get as much done, because they can't give any of their money because they're scared of what might happen if somebody find out. Instead of saying, so? That's what the liberals do. I don't think the liberals say, I don't want to get no money because this Republicans might find out, and then I'm going to be scared, you know, and then before you know it, say, it's BS. That's what life is all about. No guts, no glory. That's what it's all about. That was the only way I could meet women, is I had to tell myself, no guts, no glory, because sometimes it's hard, you know, because you got to go out there, and you got to, you know, you want to meet them, and you want to have a girlfriend all the time. You don't want to have no dead spots, you know what I mean? So when you go out there and everything, and then you're scared because you're so scared, and you got to tell yourself, no guts, no glory. Yeah, she might say no, but what if she said yeah? I'm after her phone number, but she might say no. But what if she said, yeah, wouldn't that be cool? Yeah, that'd be nice. She said, yeah, give me a number. I ain't going to take her out. Hey, you got to take that chance, because what if? What if she said yeah? Okay? What if you fought for legal immigration and it worked and you stopped it? Can you imagine if you got out there and you got your politicians in your neighborhood to stop doing something for the legal aliens that nobody thought he would do, but he stopped? We're scary people. We want to sit in the house and just chill out. So remember, go to thehill.com, read that story. Go to Breitbart.com, exclusive. Illegal alien crime victims invite Boehner, his family to the border, plead for enforcement. That's the article that we talked about the other day. A lot of people who, it seems like now in Texas, in the illegal immigration front, they want to bring up kids and show how, look at this little kid, he came from Guatemala, walked through the desert and did all that and he got a degree, and they want to talk about that, but then they don't want to talk about the people whose kids were murdered. See, we have to ram that down their throat. See, the Republicans know now that if you watch the C-SPAN the other day, then you know GOP is listening. Because what they did, yeah, it might not go nowhere, but still, they did it. And that meant a lot. They're listening. So now, what we got to do? We have to melt down President Obama's phone number. You have to send this story to President Obama. Send stories about people being murdered. Go to examiner.com, Operation Body Count. OJJPAC.org or any website, find any story that's anybody that was murdered, robbed, raped, molested by an illegal alien. Send those to the White House. Call the White House. They're listening. They'll act like Obama says, I'm not listening. See, Obama, if Obama does the executive orders now, then it shows that he's anti-American because the Congress just did something. The House just did something. The Senate didn't do a damn thing. He just left. The House did that. He has to address that. He can't just say, well, y'all not doing nothing, so I'm doing what I want to. What do you mean? They just did something. That has to be addressed. You can't just jump over that and say, I'm going to do it anyway because I don't like that. He can't do that stuff. The federal law says you can't do that, but nobody enforces it because the people who are trying to enforce the federal law are the ones that are breaking it. This just starts trickling down to the average Joe Blow on the street. He's looking like, wow, they're letting people out of jail. Nobody is checking for ICE. They're letting criminals out for anything. No more drug crimes. And before you know it, everybody's just, you know, escaping New York. Watch. If you got a gun, be happy, you know. And people, oh, leave it in the house. Why? What sense would that make? You know what I said the other day? What sense would that make for you to go get a gun, buy some bullets, and leave it in the house? Every time you leave the house, you don't have it with you. I could see if the gangs did that. Did anybody know any gangbangers that leave their guns at home? No. They carry their gun everywhere they go for a lot of reasons. One of them is that they done did so much dirt, they try to protect themselves because they know people won't hurt them. Then they look like killing. These people like to kill. They don't see death like we do. They don't see it the same way, you know? So why would we act, why would we treat them the same way? Pretty soon they say, no death penalty because, you know, what's happening? Do it your damn self. You find out who killed your son or daughter, go kill them. What else you going to do? That's how it's going to get. I'm not saying do that now. I'm just saying that's where it's going. The police don't give a damn. Charlie Beck don't give a damn. The sheriff's department don't give a damn. The new guy coming in, he's the identical as Beck. I know him, McDonald. I done dealt with him many a time. So people thinking, oh, McDonald, he's S-H-I-T. He's the exact like Beck, exactly to the T. I've talked to that man face-to-face. I've been in events where he was there. I know McDonald, he's the chief of Long Beach now. He's going to do the exact same thing Charlie Beck is doing when it comes to legal immigration. He's going to do the exact same thing that Sheriff Baca was doing. No different. That's why they like him. See, the reason why they don't like Tanaka, see, Tanaka, if he wouldn't have gotten no trouble, he would have been the one that we want because he's conservative. He believes in punishing people. Your ass in jail, you get punished. I'm not going to let you out early and all that stuff. See, but Tanaka did some stuff. Now he's sort of, you know, but he's really not a bad guy. It's just that he did some stuff and, you know, it's all messed up now. So we got the ultra-liberal McDonald. So don't expect communities, secure communities to stay in effect. You know, it's going to get to the point where you handle your business yourself. I even regret today. I tell people all the time, I regret. I'm the one that called the police. See, the police didn't find out a damn thing. Me, personally, got the phone, called the police and said, hey, I know who murdered my son. Because the guy who knew who did it came to me. But I regret, even today, I regret telling the police about it. I should have went and killed him myself. Yeah, I might have went to prison, whatever, but to me it would have been worth it. Because I would have just really did him wrong, deviled him in the middle of the street or something. You know, to teach people a lesson, this would happen when you kill people's kids. See, I regret it. Because when I called the police, all of a sudden, they didn't want me to know nothing. They kept, I'm the one that called them. And they kept it all hid from me. And everything they knew, they wouldn't tell me a damn thing. And I called him, and they take all the credit like they had a press conference during the funeral. Now, here we are at the funeral. They started texting everybody, we got the guy. We knew they had the guy that morning because they came by my house as we were getting to the car, going to the funeral. Police came and told me that we got the guy. Okay, cool. But then, during the funeral, they had a press conference. They didn't even want us to even enjoy, which is not enjoyment, but they didn't want us to even do the funeral properly. The LAPD, I remember they called me. It really started at the funeral. If you notice, whoever was there when the mayor
had to take a phone call, and then Herb Wesson came down to me. Lie, in my hand, I'm at the funeral, Herb Wesson came to me and said, hey, I need to go by the house and check on the food. That's what he told me. That's what he told me out at the funeral. He came off the stage to my ear and told me that he had to go check on the food for the repast. Lying. He went to the, they had a press conference during the funeral, and he lied to me. That's why, if you notice, the mayor and Herb Wesson left, because they wanted to get on the press conference. The press conference was held up because people were saying, that ain't right. They're having a funeral, and you guys are having a press conference. I remember I was at the cemetery. I was at the cemetery, and I got a phone call from one of the detectives, and he was asking me, could I get downtown to the press conference? I'm in the cemetery having the funeral, okay? And he asked me, could I come down to the press conference? I said, no, I'm not even going to try. He said, okay, well, we'll do it without you. See what I'm saying? That's what they do. They don't give a damn. They were so in a hurry to disrupt what I was doing. So I know. I know. I know. Okay, got some callers came through. For a while, they had any callers in there. Now I got a couple, so here we go. 7384, go ahead.
Hey, Jamil. I'm glad to hear you guys. I'm glad to see you guys are still out there kicking it.
Oh, yeah, we tried.
But what I'm calling for is this. We have the tragedy going on over with Israel and the Gaza Strip. And then we have the tragedy going on in the United States and our southern border. And I just want to draw this parallel for everyone. The administration is telling Netanyahu to take it easy and stand down. And while they are telling Netanyahu to do this, the Hamas is continuously still bombing Israel. Netanyahu is interested in protecting his country and his people. So he is physically at the point where he has to put a stop to it now, because the United States has not stepped up and been the ally that they were supposed to be. And then all of this war wouldn't have happened with anyone over there. Mm-hmm. And the Hamas people are doing the same thing that the Central American people are doing and the Mexican people are doing. They are putting their children on the front line and asking for sympathy when their children die trying to get to the United States. Now, the President of the United States is also saying to the Americans, saying to our Border Patrol and stuff, put your weapons down, welcome these people in, and just put them out on the street, because we have, for sure, people from the Middle East, and you have to imagine that some of those people are Hamas and ISIS and the terrorists that are trying to kill us anyway.
Mm-hmm.
We also have the MS-13 gang members, so they're gangs that are currently already here in the United States and established. They are getting reinforcements. So I'm saying this to everyone to bring to your attention that the same thing he's telling Israel to do. Lay down stop the bombing, and just, in other words, when they stop the bombing, Hamas is just going to come in and kill everybody.
Hmm.
The president is telling Americans, I'm going to put these people, I'm going to plant these people in your communities on the street with no supervision, and I want you to welcome them. And essentially, we know that some of them are here to kill us.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone, like you said in the beginning, that's out there in love with the fact that we have a black president and he is unique and blah, 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 and they swear their loyalty to him. Do you swear mm-hmm. your child's loyalty to mm-hmm. him? Because right now he is arranging the same situation that is happening in Israel with the Hamas, the Palestinians, some of the Palestinians that are in the terrorist group Hamas, he's setting the Americans up for the same situation. He wants us disarmed, but he has control over keeping them out of our country, but he's not doing it. So you need to be aware of that, because when the bombs start flying over here from the people that are coming into our country and threatening our lives, you voted for him. Because I'm like you, Jamil. I never voted for him. I always saw him as a liar and a hustler. That's it. And that's what he is. He's laughing at him. You're right. Him and Michelle are sitting up there laughing at all of us every night, because in reality, what he's doing over in the Middle East simply does not support the fact that he is a Christian. It does not support that. Or he's a follower of Christ. Or he believes in everybody being able to practice whatever religion they are. That does not support that, because he never has once talked about the Israeli children that are being murdered in Israel. He has never once talked about the American children that are being murdered in the United States. He only talks about those third world children that are being put on the front line by their parents. There's a whole other perspective here to look at, and people need to pay attention to him. And in November, whoever you vote for, it needs to be for someone other than the person that is currently in office. And there's more than just a Democrat and a Republican running, so there's a whole bunch of folks that you can select to vote for. But the person that's currently in office needs to be voted out, because they're responsible for this. That's all
I got. That right. Thank you very much, Cheryl. Appreciate it. Call back whenever you feel like it. It's always open for you. But she's right, people. It's just, you know, it's just all about everybody getting. You don't even have to be pissed off. You know, sometimes I got to be pissed off. No, all you got to do is just give a damn. All you got to do is just put yourself on a scale of a value scale. Where's the value for yourself? Do you see yourself as worth anything? If you do, then you'll fight. If you think, I ain't SHIT anyway. I ain't nothing anyway, so I ain't about, so then you're going to be nothing. But if you think, what about me? What about my kids? What about what I want? What about what I need? These are saying, you know what, screw you. You know what I mean? You start thinking like that, they don't want that. They don't want you to start thinking like, hey, what about me? They want you to say, oh, their kids are more important than my kids. I don't like my kids. I like their kids better, you know. I'd rather have the schools. We just got our schools to the point where they got back to regular schedules. Now they're going to go back to the yearly round track schedules full of legal aliens again. Same old stuff. Nothing going to change. Everything is happening because we're watching. It's like a TV set. We're sitting here watching our lives being ruined by the first black president. And because he's black, we can't speak. Since when we can't speak because we're black? My son was murdered, and he was a minor. Did they stop that? They had his name, his face, everything he did on TV pretty much for the last six years. But then he got a legal alien, 17 years old. Oh, we can't tell you who he is because he's a minor. Oh, but my son being dead don't count. No, he don't count. He's not important to us. Right now, only important to us is Latino kids. You know, what about white kids? No, they're more important than blacks, but not. We don't care about none of them. We only care about Latino. But you're black. You got black kids. Yeah, but I'm different. I don't have a Negro dialect. You know what Harry Reid says? He don't have a Negro dialect. Next caller, 4904. Go ahead.
I just want to previous caller. She sounds very, very ignorant about her opinions on Israel. You know, she doesn't realize that. She didn't take into account the full history of the situation. I mean, how can she expect people to just sit there while they're being invaded? That is what the Israelis are doing. Do you know how Israel was created?
No, go ahead and tell us.
Basically, after World War II, the United Nations decided that they were going to create a quote-unquote Jewish state, more or less a racist state that only allows Jewish people in. So imagine this, right? Imagine if tomorrow the Mormons decided that they wanted their own state, a Mormon-only state in North Carolina where they found their, you know, tablets or whatever. How do you think the general American public will feel about that?
So what do you think? I mean, so you're against Israel and you're for the Hamas? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not for or against it. You know, I have no dog in that fight. What I'm just saying is that she failed to bring into account the full context of the situation. Let me put it to you this way, right? After World War II, right, the Palestinians were there just sitting around, and then the United Nations showed up and said, you know what, we're going to create a Jewish state here, where you guys have lived for thousands of years, right?
Uh-huh.
And they just did it. And then when the Palestinians started to attack the invaders, everybody was acting like they were surprised that they were attacking them, when they were just created a new country in their own country. So I don't see how everyone sides with Israel and not with the Palestinians. Seems to me like there's a little bit of racism involved there.
So what do you think Israel should do to stop the people from bombing, shooting the bombs, or what should they do?
They should, go back to where they came from.
So they should just let the people bomb them until they're gone?
Right.
Check this out. You feel like that? What if Americans started doing that to the illegal aliens? We just start saying, you know what? We want y'all out. Get the hell out of here. We just start bombing them. You'd be cool with that?
Is that not what you're advocating right now?
What's that?
Is that not what you're advocating right now?
Hey, if you're okay with me, yeah. I mean, yeah, I would love to just go and just clear them all out of here. Yeah, my son was murdered by an illegal alien, so I have no love for illegal aliens. I mean, I'm not going to hide it. Why should I? I mean, why should I give a damn about illegal aliens, kids?
There's a Palestinian dad over there whose son got killed by an invader, a quote-unquote Jew, which is not even, not even Semitic. It was just like a European invader.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm just saying, but what should they do to stop the bombs from coming over to Israel? What should they do if they won't stop? Would they just let them keep doing it and just act like they don't notice it, or should they fight back?
Well, I mean, do you not understand what's going on?
I understand to the point where they're shooting bombs over. I mean, the discussion part, they can work that out later, but what I'm saying is that they're trying to stop the bombs from coming over, right? Isn't that what's
right.
going on?
Hold on. So let me ask you this, right? Imagine if it's China, right? Tomorrow decided to invade the U.S. Would you just sit there and let them invade?
I would stop them. I would try to stop them. But Israel not invade nobody now. They're trying to be left alone, right?
You don't even know what you're talking about because yes, they are.
Israel is minding their business and trying to be left alone. Hamas is sending bombs over to Israel. Is that what's happening, or is it something that I'm not... I watch it every day. I'm watching the news. I see everything that's going on.
You're being inundated by propaganda.
You're propaganda. You don't want the people to fight back. That's the same thing happening here. People don't want us to fight back as illegal aliens. You don't want Israel to fight back against the Hamas. That doesn't make any sense. You know, they're fighting back. We're not being invaded. I'm not invading Mexico. Mexico invading the United States. Israel's not invading Hamas. They can't be left alone. If they quit sending bombs over there, everything would be cool. I don't think Israel would be aggressive on the Palestinians, right?
Let me ask you this. Do you remember that Sterling tape that came up, that basketball team owner?
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear the full tape?
Yeah.
He has
every right not to like black people. I don't like all black people, so what the hell I care about what Sterling said. I don't like all black people. I'm here to tell you.
This is my point. There's a Zionist mentality that thinks that way. So what they're doing is basically trying to exterminate Palestinians so that they can take over their land and their oil, which they just found off of the coast of Gaza like not too long ago. So what they're doing is basically trying to exterminate them so they can take over.
Well, I understand where you're coming from. I mean, you make sense because that's what you believe in. But everybody, you know, is believing something else. You know, everybody. Some people think that Hamas is aggressive. Hamas will stop sending bombs to Israel. The war will be over. Same way here.
Have you seen the picture?
I'm going to cut you off, but I have another caller. I want to get to one more caller before we run out of time. But if you want to call back, feel free. I don't have anything, you know. I don't mind discussing.
The last caller, she was an idiot.
No, she's not. She's not an idiot. She's a smart lady. She knows what she's talking about. She might think you're an idiot, then what? She might think you're an idiot. Why she got to be an idiot? Because you don't like what she's saying. See, that's what the problem is. If nobody likes what you're saying, you make them a bad person. I'm not a bad person. I don't like Hamas.
You're not a bad person.
I'm going to the next caller. I'm going to cut you off now. I got one more caller. But people, you got to understand, just because you don't believe what we're talking about, you're not an idiot. You know, it doesn't make any sense, you know. Just because she doesn't believe in that, she's not an idiot, you know. So don't do that. You get a better conversation if you let people say what they want to say. And just because she don't believe in that does not make us a bad person. Next caller, 5763. Go ahead.
Yes, hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, first of all, thank you for taking my call. And your last caller sounds like the guy from Dude, Where's My Car? He's a total idiot. First and foremost, I voted for Barack Obama, and I am disgusted, totally disgusted at wasting my vote on somebody who is just lazy. He comes across as a person who just wanted to get in the position because people pumped him up and made him feel like, you know what, hey, you can do it, you can be the change that you want to see. But it was over his head. He's tired.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And quite frankly, this guy has literally crumbled this country, single-handedly crumbled this country. So as a black woman, who voted for him, and I was rooting for him, and I used to go from hell to high water to speak on his behalf. Now, you know what, dude, you need to go. By any means necessary, you need to leave. I am sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I'm tired of black people that voted for him because he's black speaking in ignorance. It doesn't make any sense. And I was laying here listening, and I said, you know what, I can't take it anymore. I can't take it. this is ridiculous. And the guy that just called, wow. He just wanted to be on the radio. Dude, you got your 15 minutes of fame. As a matter of fact, you got 6 minutes of fame. Knock it off.
I thought it was a crank caller at first. But I like people, you know, give him a chance to say what he means. But it took me out.
What he said was meaningless. Say something. Are you serious? Yeah. We are influx with illegal aliens who murder our children. And our kids that are here, they don't even have a freaking chance. I heard a veteran today say, "Well, you know, we're cool people. We just need to just love them." I looked at him and I said, "Really? You fought for this country. You fought for this country, and everything, you know." And I was not a Bush fan, and I'm still not. But damn, at least he fought for something. Obama, what you gonna stand for?
No, not a damn thing.
Grow some balls, dude. Like seriously, grow some.
I heard. I'm gonna cut you off. Only got about a minute left. You can call back in next week.
Peace and blessings.
Yeah, thank you. Feel free to call in anytime. I like your passion and. We like to hear from black people, especially black women, because a lot of times, really black men, we hear, you know, because the women do everything. I'm not going to lie to you. Pretty much women seem to make everything go. But anyway, like the guy was saying, you know, that just shows how they think. Just because we have to understand, just because we don't believe like them, ain't a damn thing wrong with us. See, they want us to believe that something is wrong. something is wrong with you if you believe that. That's how that guy felt. He felt like something was wrong with Cheryl. Something got to be wrong with her to feel like that. No, she don't. Ain't nothing wrong with her. I feel the same way. You know, I feel the same way. There's people thinking, if you don't believe like them, then you're ignorant. You're an idiot. You're that. You're a racist. Why? Because I don't like illegal aliens. You know, Israel, I don't know everything about Israel. I don't act like I do, but I know one thing. They fighting back. When you fight back, people leave you alone. They want people to stop. Israel fights back. What are we going to do? Israel don't give a damn. Well, why don't USA do the same thing? Kick some ass on the border the same way. Same way. But remember, people, ain't a damn thing wrong with you because you feel like you feel. See you next week.
In Los Angeles, also known as the City of Angels, illegal alien gangs are protected. It's called Sanctuary City. Well, we want to change that with Jamil's law, which will deport illegal alien gangs out of the city of Los Angeles. Because let's face it, when they're here, no one is safe. Follow us on Twitter at GoJamilsLawGo, because together, yes, we can deport illegal alien gangs out of the city of Angels.